Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it is too soon to draw conclusions. Authorities now say that so far they have not confirmed finding any debris from the plane. A Greek official says the plane made sudden sharp turns and went into a steep dive before its radar image vanished. The Nigerian army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Boko Haram appeared before journalists in Abuja Thursday. Chris Stein reports.
Amina Ali arrived with her mother, her crying infant, and a nurse at the Aso Rock presidential villa Thursday afternoon. She was greeted by governors, cabinet ministers, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, and dozens of camera-wielding journalists. Ali said nothing during the news conference that followed, sitting slumped in a chair while a nurse held her baby. Buhari vowed the government will take care of Ali. Chris Stein, Abuja.
China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying the Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. This is VOA News. NATO has officially invited Montenegro to become its 29th member. NATO foreign ministers signed the accession protocol in Brussels Thursday. The move angered Russia, which is already threatening sanctions. Despite opposition from Israel, the U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday that he will attend the talks.
And I certainly intend to be helpful and cooperative with the French in a cooperative way that makes sense for the parties in order to encourage them to come to the table.
Kerry said restarting the peace process, or at least keeping a path open to do so, remains a U.S. priority. Roadside bombs have killed 11 civilians and a top army commander in Afghanistan. A local official says the civilian casualties occurred late Thursday when a vehicle carrying the victims of the earlier explosion hit an improvised explosive device. Lawyers for an Iranian-Turkish national arrested in March on charges of conspiring to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran have asked a federal court to set a $50 million bond for his release until trial. Reza Zarab is one of three people charged in what prosecutors allege was a five-year scheme involving millions of dollars in transactions on behalf of the Iranian government and Iranian businesses. Iran has been under various U.S. economic sanctions since 1979 that bar transactions involving U.S. entities and those related to Iran and its government. The Ethics Committee of Brazil's lower house of parliament has begun hearings questioning suspended House Speaker Eduardo Cunha about allegations he hid millions of dollars in secret bank accounts. Cunha was suspended earlier this month after a Supreme Court decision against him. The current hearings are designed to decide whether to oust him from the legislative body altogether. American journalist Morley Safer has died at the age of 84. For 46 years, he was a fixture on the CBS television news program 60 Minutes. CBS says he had been in declining health. His death comes just days after retiring from the network. The huge wildfire in Canada's western province of Alberta has moved into neighboring Saskatchewan, but Alberta wildfire officer Chad Morrison told reporters Thursday cooler weather and rain could aid efforts to get the blaze under control. Officials say the more than 80,000 residents who were forced to evacuate Fort McMurray and surrounding regions 2 weeks ago could return home starting June 1st, if conditions allow. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.